When the Republican National Convention kicks off in Milwaukee next week, it will shine a spotlight on the city, not to mention its Democratic mayor. Cavalier Johnson was instrumental in landing the RNC. As Sean Johnson reports, it's been part of a busy 2 years for the young mayor, who's known he's wanted to work in politics since he was a kid.
Cavalier Johnson was born and raised in Milwaukee, one of 10 siblings. He says he remembers growing up what it was like to see violence, to be hungry, to have the energy shut off when it was cold.
I wanted to do things differently than what I saw. Like, I wanted more for myself, for my neighborhood, for my family and future family, and really for my city.
Johnson decided to apply himself. He joined a YMCA program and started volunteering in the community. One day, very suddenly, he realized how he could do more. It happened after the September 11th attacks, when former President George W. Bush gave a speech at Ground Zero. In Bush, Johnson saw someone trying to bring people together.
For whatever reason, it just clicked in my head, right? I could go into government and have a career like the president, where I help people like I fell in love with doing at the YMCA. And I just was off to the races from there. So I've been focused on this since I was a 14-year-old kid.
Even though he's a Democrat, Johnson still counts the Republican, Bush, among his political heroes, alongside former President Barack Obama and the Reverend Martin Luther King. It's an unlikely trio, but Johnson's abrupt rise to power in city politics has been anything but ordinary. Victor Amaya knew Johnson, the teenager. He was his mentor in Johnson's YMCA program. Amaya says that even back then, people would hear Johnson talk and say he should be in politics. But he says Johnson has always stayed genuine.
I don't think he takes relationships as transactional, right? I've never felt and I've never seen him take on something just because it's going to benefit him.
While Johnson knew early on where he wanted to go, actually winning elections proved hard. He ran his first campaign in 2011 for Milwaukee County Board and placed a distant fifth in a five-person race. The candidate who won that race, Ian Biddle, remembers Johnson being courteous, smart, passionate, and young.
Very young. No facial hair.
Johnson lost another county board race the next year, but he stayed involved, got a job in city government, moved to a neighborhood he knew, and in 2016, he ran for city council. By then, Biddle says Johnson knew what it took to win, and he was relentless.
Look, man, he's a driven individual because his first two races did not go well. And most people just would have tucked their tails and ran, you know, but he kept fighting and working for what he wanted, for the vision that he saw for himself. You can't take that away from him.
By 2020, Johnson won a tight race to be president of the Common Council. In 2022, he became the city's first ever elected black mayor. That year, he visited Washington to make a pitch to bring the RNC to Milwaukee, and he was soon visiting Madison to ask support for a new Milwaukee sales tax to prevent massive layoffs, even bankruptcy. Johnson says his first call as mayor was to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, the powerful Republican with a long record of blocking Democratic policies. But when Johnson made his pitch, Voss says he listened.
While we don't agree on every political issue, I think he's trustworthy, and I think he was genuine in his attempt to try to say what's possible, as opposed to saying, this is what I want, and when you don't hear what you want, you walk away.
When Johnson's asked what's next for him and whether he'd consider running for governor someday, he points out that he was only 35 when he was elected mayor.
So I've got a long future ahead of me, and I think there will be opportunities for me to explore other options in the future. Would I be interested in running for governor one day? Absolutely. Absolutely, I would.
Johnson would have his work cut out if he ever ran statewide, given the city of Milwaukee's ongoing struggles with crime and education. But if he has any self-doubt, Johnson doesn't show it. He says that ambitious 14-year-old kid is still inside of him. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.